This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. All right. Well, joining us once again from out west in beautiful, sunny Arizona is a writer who writes for the biggest website in the gun world, anyway, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun world, and that is Dean Weingarten. How's it going?
Ah, Bill, I'm glad to be here. Seems the rest of the world changes time when we don't here in Arizona.
Yeah, they do. We didn't even talk about that. I called Dean earlier. I always call Dean before the show because Dean doesn't sit still, and I just have to make sure he's going to be still when we're doing this. And we didn't even talk about the time change. So anyway, so let's get to it. The Rittenhouse hearing, like the title of it is the Rittenhouse Grosskreutz hearing.
Yes,
trial is delayed.
Because there were two hearings.
So is Grosskreutz charged with anything? That's the guy that got his bicep blown off, right?
Right. And, well, it turns out that on February 22nd, he had a hearing about OWI, operating while intoxicated in Wisconsin, or DWI, known by a bunch of names. And he has a long list of relatively petty offenses. He was convicted of a misdemeanor, but he's always managed to dodge felony convictions. I mean, and it's a smart thing to do if you can get it knocked down to a misdemeanor or just act smart enough that you don't get felony convictions. That's that's the appropriate thing to do. But he has had numerous run-ins with various law enforcement agencies in the state. And in, it was October 6th of 2020, which was several months after the shooting incident in Kenosha. He got arrested for operating while intoxicated, and he refused to do the breathalyzer test. And then he was taken into custody, and they drew blood from him, and it was like over double the legal limit. So he seems to have had a history of having problems with substance abuse. And the interesting thing about this is that it didn't make much news. Now, here you have one of the principals involved in a national news story, and the very nature of the story is such about which side is credible, and one of the principals involved gets picked up for drunk driving, essentially, and, you know, it isn't mentionable. But when Kyle Rittenhouse, who just turned 18 a couple months ago, it gets out on bond and has three beers, that's a national news story.
Mm.
It just highlights the hypocrisy, the incredible bias that exists in most of our national media.
Now, I'm looking at this Zoom call, and you mentioned this in the article. There's some guy that's some sort of an inmate that's there. Is he just totally unrelated to this case?
I wasn't able to find out. Well, there's no name. There's no identification. It just says inmate, and I'm going, who is this guy? Why is he in on this Zoom call? It's never explained. It is kind of weird. I without much to go on, I wasn't able to determine why he was there, but he was there. Now, the other thing that was kind of interesting and nobody else commented on that I noticed was that in the last hearing, the bond hearing, where Tom Binger, just got himself beat up by the judge, something interesting to see. I mean, he was corrected on the facts. He was corrected on bond procedure. He was corrected on the law. I mean, you know, he was really pretty beat up for people who've watched any court action. And at that hearing, the father of one of Anthony Hoover, who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse and was shot as Hoover tried to pull the rifle away from Rittenhouse, he gave the middle finger salute to the judge.
Right.
And he also was not particularly, you know, reasonable in his comments, and he smeared Rittenhouse with unproven allegations, and he generally did not behave himself well, in my opinion. And for whatever reason, he wasn't at this hearing. You know, it's one of those mysteries of life. Neither was his attorney. So maybe they just decided discretion was the better part of valor in having him attend. Or maybe the judge said something. Who knows? Something happened.
Well, let's talk about Grosskreutz. I mean, he just had his bicep blown off, and here he is 6 months later. I mean, is that, you know, I'm not young no more, so do they recover that fast where, well, you know, the other day I had my bicep blown off, but I'm going to go tie one on and then drive a car?
Well, his lawyer, interestingly enough, a different lawyer than the lawyer who's representing him in the shooting incident, his lawyer said, well, he's in treatment. He understands he has a problem. So when you have a substance abuse problem, you know, a lot of other stuff becomes secondary. I don't know how many people, but I've had experience dealing with some people with substance abuse problems. I think probably most people. There's just so many in this society. There's just and a lot of them have been, not a lot, but some of them have been close friends of mine. And it's, you see, the substance abuse takes over their life. You know, and it's more important to get a hold of that substance than it is just about anything else. And actually, it usually isn't just a particular drug or whatever. It's an escape from reality one way or another. And so it can be a legal drug, too, like alcohol, for example. But, and that's, I suspect that's what's going on in Grosskreutz's life. Now, the question is, did they do a blood alcohol test on him on the night of the shooting? I don't know. I haven't seen one. But if you're...
I'm surprised there's been no other charges, though. There's been no other charges. There's too much video of this kid being attacked. He's on his back. He's on the ground. You can't claim self-defense if you run up to somebody with a gun in your hand and he counters you. You can't do it.
Well, and when he had, we have the recording. Grosskreutz was self-recording. He had something, some sort of a, you know, body cam or whatever on, and he was recording. And he runs up to Rittenhouse and he says, "Did you shoot somebody?" And Kyle says, "I'm going to the police." So, if you've got this guy who you suspect has committed a crime, which is what Grosskreutz will probably claim, and he's going to the police, why do you run up to him, you know, threatening him with a pistol in your hand?
Well, then he said, you know what, we're coming up on the break. We'll talk about what he said on Facebook after we get back from the break. For those of you, this is on the front page at Ammoland.com. As a matter of fact, it's the top right-hand story if you go to the website right this minute. And Dean has probably been covering this as comprehensively as anybody can. He's been following it every step of the way. All the nuance and all of the actions and all of the revelations he's been talking about. This could probably, you ought to publish this. You ought to put it between leather. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about this article with where they've decided to have the trial. Is this, I mean, does this meet the criteria, you think, for a speedy trial?
It's kind of, it could be, but Kyle Rittenhouse and his attorney decided not to contest it, and I kind of understand it. The common wisdom is that defense usually profits or benefits from delaying the trial. The longer they delay the trial, witnesses are less likely to remember, they're harder to find. I'm not sure that applies in this case, because it's pretty clear that Rittenhouse is innocent and that it was clear self-defense, so I'm not sure that applies. But on the other hand, what you have is Judge Schroeder clearly has not been happy with the way that the DA, Thomas Binger, has been acting, where he's attempted to try the case in the court of public opinion. The protesters, which it's pretty clear are acting in concert with the district attorney's office, appeared on the courthouse steps and basically threatened the judge, saying he should be taken off the case, essentially because he was too neutral. So what Rittenhouse and his attorney Mark Richards may be saying is, well, hey, you know, we're going to say, to prove to the judge, we're good people. We want to make things happen properly. We know our client's innocent, so whatever the judge wants to do on this case to make things flow better, we're going to go with it. Just the speculation there. But I'm not sure, like I said, that the conventional wisdom that you delay a trial longer and longer works for the defense applies in this case, where you have a clearly innocent person as defendant. Now I could see the prosecution. I can see District Attorney Binger wanting to delay the case. I mean, the case is really horrible for them. They have no case. They're trying to prosecute laws that don't even really apply. It looks worse and worse the further away you get from the event. I mean, in terms of anybody who's following the case. On the other hand, less and less people may follow it. So maybe they're hoping, you know, get it out there far enough. And this is pure speculation on my part. Maybe they're hoping when they get it out there far enough, they can make a plea bargain where Kyle Rittenhouse agrees to, you know, disorderly conduct, time served, no fine, it all goes away. That would be my guess, because they're so blatantly in the wrong on this case. I mean, I've never seen one this obvious. Multiple videos, multiple angles, all show the same thing. The two attackers that were killed, convicted felons with violent records. The last guy that gets shot as he's threatening the victim with a pistol, is on tape just moments before as the victim says he's going to the police. The supposed attacker, who supposedly shoots him for no reason, does not shoot him initially as he stops. And then he doesn't shoot other people because they stop and they start backing away. I have to say that Kyle Rittenhouse, in the videos I've seen, shows remarkable restraint. The charges against him are ludicrous.
Grosskreutz published on Facebook that he really wanted to kill Rittenhouse, didn't
he? Yes, that's another thing. But it's not exactly as simple. I think you have it pretty close to correct, but what really happened was that his friend said he talked to Grosskreutz and that Grosskreutz said, I should have just killed him. You know, I should have just emptied the mag into him. And it's not quite. He didn't write it. Grosskreutz did not write it. He did not publish it on Facebook. His friend said that that's what Grosskreutz said when he was in the hospital. Now, actually, that type of testimony is valid. It's hearsay, but it's hearsay about the state of mind of the person involved who said it. It's like kind of like a jailhouse confession. and those are routinely admitted.
Well, will they be able to admit into evidence the fact that this guy is a habitual drunk?
Probably. I would think so. I mean, because it's directly applicable to his credibility.
Right.
Now, what I'd want to know, I've never seen evidence one way or the other, was he under the influence of some drug or alcohol the night he was shot? His actions seem far from rational. And you'd think they would have taken a blood alcohol on him at the hospital, but I haven't seen any results, and I'm sure people have worked hard to make sure any such results would not be seen. Maybe there's good Freedom of Information Act request there for somebody. I have to say, I came across the site that has been following the case pretty closely, and which I'm going to be going to, because they seem to be digging more than the traditional media, and they're called Kenosha Eye. So that's, if people want to, they might find things out there as well.
Well, this is one of the most backwards cases I've ever seen.
I've been reading more about the investigation or the lack of investigation into the vote fraud in Georgia. It is amazing how far courts and different people in power went to prevent any investigation in Georgia.
Look, in Michigan, a judge has ruled that the Secretary of State or whoever it was, she went too far. She superseded her authority.
And there's now a judge in Georgia that is apparently going to allow forensic examination of something like 30,000 ballots in Fulton County.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, let me get you held up there. We're coming up on the break, and when we get back, we're going to move on to the next topic, because Dean has followed up on something I've been wondering about, and we'll talk about that when we get back. All of this, of course, you can find at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said, no.
Millions of taxpayers are breathing a sigh of relief today. They're getting four more weeks to file returns. The IRS has delayed next month's deadline to May 17th amid ongoing challenges during the pandemic, including programs in the recently passed COVID relief bill. At least 90 million stimulus checks are now in bank accounts, totaling $242 billion. USA Radio News. Police say the suspect in the shooting deaths of 8 people at Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday was heading toward Florida and intended to commit more attacks. Officers saying 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long wanted to target the porn industry in a state when officers were able to apprehend him. And you're listening to USA Radio News. AccuWeather forecasters warn that a dangerous severe weather outbreak could put at least 17 states and more than 100 million Americans at risk across the United States this week. Severe thunderstorms are possible Wednesday and Thursday across parts of the southern United States, with the greatest threat for potential tornadoes Wednesday lasting into the nighttime hours and Thursday. States at risk for severe weather, including at least isolated tornadoes, include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. The Dow closing at a record high of 30.15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten. And I asked this, I don't know if I asked you this question. Maybe I did. But it appears you've been doing a little research into the very much vaunted Polymer 80 raid of December 2020.
Yes, I did a lot of this research several months ago, actually, and it just, you know, just came together for this this article. But I had let's just say I had an extremely good source, and that source has since chosen not to be any more involved. So,
don't you just love that?
Well, I'm very confident that the information I got was very, very good, and it was probably a little too good for the comfort of my source. And anyway, so what? There's some really interesting things that happen, and that is that when the ATF raided Polymer 80, they didn't take any product. Because there wasn't any. I mean, it's kind of bizarre. But they raid on this theory that these kits are firearms. And it's a very bizarre, unique theory that if you have a receiver that is, you know, an 80% receiver, it's treated the same as a block of plastic or a block of metal because it isn't finished yet. It isn't. You know, at some point, you have to draw a line. Is a block of metal a gun? No. Well, if you do machining on it, is it a gun? No. If you do this and that and the other machining on it, is it a gun? No, it isn't. It only becomes a gun at a point. And an ATF, I think, in a very conservative pro toward gun control, said, well, once it reaches 80%, roughly 80%, and they have some very specific things like it, the fire control mechanism, the area of the fire control mechanism cannot be machined out yet. If it hasn't reached that stage of completeness, it is not a gun, which makes sense. Because you can't put parts in it, you can't assemble it, it isn't a gun. It's just a piece of metal that is machined part way. And in this theory, they said, well, if you take the other parts that are necessary to make a gun, and you take this 80% receiver, and you put them in proximity of each other, now what does that mean? Nobody knows. Then that becomes a gun.
Yeah.
I've gone, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Because how close? If they're in one package, you know, like they're within 6 inches of each other, is that a gun? What if they're within 6 feet of each other? You know, what if they, in shipping, two packages are placed next to each other in a UPS van? Is that a gun then? Did they just violate the law by making a gun by putting these two packages? I mean, it's a ludicrous theory, but that's what they went with. They didn't find any at polymer 80, because apparently polymer 80, when they sell these things, an order comes in, and they say, oh, okay, I want this. Well, you take this part from this bin and that part from that bin and this thing from the other bin, and you put them together in a box, and you ship it out. But it makes you wonder, since all the parts were in one warehouse, was that a warehouse full of guns then? I mean, you see how silly it becomes. And that was the theory they were operating on. Now, for a more conspiratorial theme, they took computers from Polymer 80 that probably had their sales list of who they had sent things to as customers. And, you know, the conspiratorial side of me, you say, well, that's what they really wanted. They really wanted to know who got the kit. And they took these computers and... almost certainly they got images of the computers, in other words, made copies of everything that was in the computers, and then they returned the computers back. And they didn't press any charges, they didn't file any charges. So you have to wonder, what was the basis for their raid?
Did they contact Trace to any of the people that ordered them?
Well, they contacted Brownell. Brownell sells product from Polymer 80.
Okay.
But they don't sell any of these kits. They're called buy, build, shoot kits.
Right.
And they contacted Brownell, but there weren't any at Brownell, so that was a dead end for them. Now, I understand, and it's been confirmed, that there's a, let's say that I found another article that somebody else had determined the same information, that they went to a an employee's residence in another state without a warrant, and they bullied their way inside and took the build-buy-shoot kit that the employee had as some sort of evidence of some sort of something. You know, this is like Kafkaesque. It's like, you know, the gang that couldn't shoot straight with combined with some really bad Soviet agents or something like that. It's bizarre. And they backed off away from it now, is what it appears. I haven't heard of any more raids of this type. I haven't seen this theory proposed anywhere else or built upon or made official policy. So, whatever this raid was, it appears to be very poorly thought out. And the whole basis of it, they go to Polymer 80 and there's nothing there. That's one of the funniest parts of the whole thing. Of course, one could see that, you know, with the current bubble in gun prices and the demand for guns so amazingly high, that they might have anticipated, there wouldn't be much product there in any case. But it's a worthwhile story, and I like I said, I'll stand by the facts I got it, and I in the article it shows where a couple of the things that I had gotten from separate sources were confirmed. So I think it's a really good the facts are not in dispute. Let's put it that way.
So, when they contacted when they contacted Brownell, did they actually go there or just call them?
I think they called them. I'm not 100% clear on that. But they didn't have any warrant for Brownells, and my guess is that when they realized that they had screwed up, they decided maybe we should try to get some more information before we make ourselves look worse, you know, kind of thing. So I suspect, I'm pretty sure they called them. I don't have a separate source for that, but I believe that's what happened.
That's the thing that would interest me, because it sort of sounds like they went there expecting to find some sort of smoking gun. You know what? We're coming up on the break. You can find this article. We'll continue the discussion. You can find this article on Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about the Poly 80 drama that was not. It's like they got there and they were like thinking something was going to be something, and it didn't. So they're like, okay, well, at least take these computers.
Yeah. Right?
Have they returned the computers at all now?
Or I understand the computers were returned. And it's become boilerplate on warrants now. If you look at warrants, they all say any computers, digital devices, phones, whatever. And it doesn't matter what the crime is. In my opinion, that's what I see when I'm looking at warrants, not for things. You know, gun crimes, got to see all the computers. There might have been, you know, a conspiracy to sell something somewhere. Firearms, got to see all the computers. Why? Why do you have to see the computers? It's a firearms case. You know, in this case, they're looking for getting all the customer's information. I think it was beyond reasonable, but that's what they did, and they got away with it.
Now, you make mention of the fact that the Biden administration, the DOJ, is not going to interfere in some case where they're going to, I guess it's in California, where they're trying to reclassify an 80% blank.
As I recall, now I'm going from memory here, so is that the California state government is trying to claim that an 80% receiver is a gun. And what they're doing is they're saying that the ATF should never have made this determination that an 80% receiver is not a gun, and it, you know, it should have, and they're suing the ATF, and that's been moving up the line. I haven't written about it lately, but I call writing about the original course, and it's based on in my opinion, an aggressive misreading of the federal law. And the federal law says that it talks about what is a gun, and then it says that you know, if this thing can be readily assembled to be a gun, and then separately it talks about receivers being a gun. So what the lawsuit does is it takes the portion about receivers and conflates that with readily assembled and says the two are the same. And they're clearly not in the law. That's why I call it an aggressive misrepresentation. Actually, I've got an article in the works on that, but I haven't published it yet.
Well, you know, the thing about this, though, if they're going to say that an 80% lower is a gun, then at what percentage can we, because it's legal to build your own gun still, right?
Well, it is, and they want to make it illegal. And that's the part of this recent federal push. I think one of the things in this H.R. 8, which I haven't read, I've just read about it. So, but I've heard that one of the things they want to do is make it illegal for you to make your own gun unless you register it with the state.
Yeah, but how are they going to enforce that one?
Well, for a while I've been of the opinion, and I believe this to be true, that they're not really that worried about enforcement. I mean, these are the people who claim that, you know, reason and logic and math are Western white supremacist ideas. And so we don't have to pay attention to them because they're white supremacists. So, you know, I've given up trying to expect reason or logic from these people. They just want to prevent their perceived enemies or opponents from having guns. And that happens to be most of the population of the United States.
Well, like when you were in Australia, how many garage store gun shops did you hear about while you were there?
They were pretty careful about it because there were very, very stringent penalties. I learned of one long-term gunsmith that had done an operation. I think he converted, put a different barrel on a rifle without going through all the registration hoops. And then he somehow got stopped in his car, and the rifle was there, and it wasn't registered, and basically his whole business was gone, and, you know, he was in deep legal trouble. They're pretty aggressive in Australia at going after...
Yeah, but the criminal enterprise part of it, that's still happening, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
The organized crime types, they don't have any trouble getting firearms, and they go through... There's various ways that they... get guns. One of the things, they like to import them illegally, and there was some postal official who managed to get an order of Glock pistols to Austria, and it was the Austrian gun dealer eventually thought there was something kind of fishy about it. And between countries, there's something called an end user document. And he thought it looked a little fishy, and so he contacted the Australian government and said, hey, what's going on here? And they weren't too interested in it at first, but eventually they looked into it, and they found out that there was an importation of hundreds of Glock pistols. And the person that got in the most trouble was the gun dealer who brought it to their attention. So it was a big scandal in Australia.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But, you know, you go, this guy is trying to do the right thing. He brings it to your attention, and then he's the one that gets prosecuted and loses his license or whatever. I mean, it's really stupid. But much of gun law is very stupid.
I'm almost of the opinion that most of gun law is thrown out there with the expectation that we will just simply follow it because we're so law-abiding.
Yeah,
and they know,
I don't know.
And they know that the criminals aren't going to follow it. That's never been – that's not a thing that they get out there and say – and maybe the criminals will follow it, too.
I have a more cynical view, which is that they want us all to be criminals so that when they decide which one of us is more troublesome, they can find something criminal to prosecute.
Yeah. Well, the only problem with that is I think if they pass this H.R. 1.
The last I recall, and my memory is just from memory. H.R. 8, I think it's called.
No, not H.R. 8. H.R. 1 is the election law.
Oh, the election, right.
Where they basically take over, where the feds take over the elections from the states altogether.
Oh, well, what that is, in my opinion, and if you think about it, I think people would agree with me, what they're trying to do is turn the whole country into Tammany Hall.
Sure, sure.
What they're trying to do is to make it so relatively easy to cheat and so difficult to prove that it was cheating that the whole country will be turned into something like New York in the 1880s, where criminal gangs ran the elections and ran the city and required everybody to give them a cut of the proceeds in order to operate. And the Democrats have always been strong in big cities.
Right.
And this bill gives big city cheaters all the advantage. There is, it's unlimited ballot harvesting.
Well,
there's no chain of custody.
If they ran through some of this stuff, if it was up to me, I'd bring the Republicans in Congress home. I would say, well, look, you either aren't fighting the right fight or they're not going to listen to you. So we don't need to pay you to be there. So you guys are recalled and we're going to handle this ourselves. Thanks. And just let that. But, you know, we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time.
Too bad.
Yeah, this was going to be, and maybe you'll find a place to park this coming Friday.
Well,
we can continue
this
conversation.
I hope to be here Friday, but I can't guarantee it right now.
We'll see. We'll see what we get worked out. In any event, you can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Coming back at you in 21 hours from now. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be. About total control. That's all they've ever wanted. Total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.